Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us on a snowy Friday morning, our political observer, Alan Shartok. But some snowstorm, Alan. My goodness, states of emergency right now in New York and Massachusetts. Dangerous conditions out there. If you don't have to travel, don't.
No, it's quite dangerous and slippery. And Governor Cuomo in New York has closed the thruway from New York City to Albany. Now, I don't remember the last time that that happened. I'm sure it has. And, you know, politicians are smart that way. They learn from each other. Because if things happen and somebody is perceived not to have acted forcefully, they are consigned to the garbage dump of politicians. For example, John Lindsay, as I have mentioned before, will always be identified as the guy who didn't do anything in the great snowstorm and pick up the snow in Queens. And so now you see politicians doing what they have to do.
Alan, two editorials in the Times, both very interesting, one on Edward Snowden, the other on Mayor de Blasio's inauguration speech.
That's right. There were a couple of politicians who came on and took real cheap shots at Mayor Bloomberg. The new public advocate, Letitia James, and others came on and said things that were either not true or ungracious. And if there's one thing New Yorkers don't want, it's ungracious. You know, the guy was there for three terms. He put his money, his fortune, his prestige into it. Did he make some mistakes? Sure. Did he emphasize some of the work for some of the richest people in the city? Yes. But as the Times said, he was no Dickinsonian character. He really did have people's best interests at mind. And to take a shot on the day you're inaugurated, and de Blasio clearly didn't like it and acknowledged that Bloomberg had done some very good things. Listen, de Blasio is going to have his own problems over there. He's a progressive. As you know, the annals of history are filled with progressives who get frustrated and who don't make it. I think he's off to a good start. We can only wish him well. Nevertheless, what can happen to a Bloomberg on his way out the door can happen to de Blasio, too, when he's done.
And Snowden.
Snowden is an interesting thing. I've said it. It's part of what I truly believe. You can't have a democracy unless you have knowledge. All of a sudden, Snowden comes along and he tells everybody that there are things that are happening in your name in terms of national security and other things that you should know about and that this is what's going on. He's decried as a traitor by many people, but the Times, in a very gutsy editorial, says he should either be forgiven or there should be some kind of accommodation with him and there should be some kind of leniency because he has done a service. Yes, he has. There's no two ways about it. He has done that. So if you say have a democracy, but nobody knows what's happening in their name. Nobody voted for the NSA. Nobody voted for some of the things that are happening without our knowing them. And if Snowden hadn't told us, we wouldn't know. And that's going to make a big change in the way in which this country moves forward.